You need to find the right agent. You need to find an agent who's done this several hundred times already, not twice, or maybe the first time if it's your niece. You need to find an agent that's plugged into the county. He knows the people. He or she knows the people, know who's a go-to, who's got a nice pool of resources, attorneys, repairmen, tradespeople, financial people. And you need to get a person who understands the market.
Hello again, everyone. This is Kaz Bielan, and you're watching Casual Conversations, or you can be listening to Casual Conversations on audio podcast. And right now, we have a very special guest, the guru, the grand information source for all sources and real estate, Joe Peters. Joe, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Joe, last time on the first episode you were on, and we learned all about you and general information about real estate. But what has been happening with you in the meantime?
Well, the market has bounced along. It's now entering a traditionally a slower time of the year, but in this year has not been a typical year. So I don't think we're really going to slow down. We are still severely short on inventory. And as a result, houses that list that are nice and clean are selling above asking. It's not as crazy as it was two or three years ago, but they're still selling pretty quickly. And we're still typically getting more than asking price. So if you're thinking about selling, it's a great market. If you're thinking about buying, it's a challenging market. But obviously, somebody's buying these houses. So there's buyers out there.
I often wonder that myself. By the way, Joe, jpeters.com is where you go for all the information about Joe Peters and his real estate. He can find out about local market updates he gives, which is Somerset, Hunterdon County for the most part, but he can help you everywhere you are. Contact him. I've been to the website recently. There's lots of five-star reviews. Joe, what have you been doing to get all those great reviews?
Just doing my job. I work primarily with sellers. I do a little buyer activity, but sellers are challenging in that everyone needs a little bit of education when they get started. You may need to get the house spruced up. You may think you want to do this. And I'm saying, no, not in this market. Nobody's going to pay you extra for that. You can sell it just the way it is. So what I've been doing is helping people understand what it takes to get the house ready for market. And on the buyer side, I'm working with people trying to understand what they can and can't afford. But there, right now, there's, as I said, many more buyers than sellers, which makes it a seller's market. When it's the opposite, when there's many more sellers than buyers, well, then it's a buyer's market, and the buyers have more to choose from, and they get to negotiate the price a little stronger. So it's been active. It's we're probably 20% off on sales versus last year, maybe 30%, depending on the county that you're in. But the sales are happening. It's not like we have no market.
Well, what is a buyer's market versus a seller's market? Okay. Some people are confused, like, what does that mean?
And what's that's the advantage? That's a good question. Usually 4 to 6 months is where we sell houses at. We list a house and somewhere 4 to 6 months later, it's sold. Now, that's more like 1 to 2 months. So it's really turned in to a seller's market because the lower you go on months of supply, the more of a seller's market it is. It means we have more buyers than sellers, and the sellers are gaining the advantage. When it turns around and becomes a buyer's market, well, we then have more buyers than we have sellers, and I should say more sellers than we have buyers, and the buyers get the advantage. So right now, it's definitely a seller's market. Remember I said we had 4 to 6 months as typical? In Hunterdon County, we have about 2 months worth of supply. And in Somerset County, we have 1 month of supply. So average days on market across both counties is anywhere from 15 to 30 days. That's unheard of. That's unheard of. We're typically sitting at 100 plus days.
So who's buying all these homes?
Well, it's interesting because what we're looking at, we've got a couple of challenges going on at the same time. One is that we don't have enough inventory. And then the question is, why don't we have enough inventory? The answer to that is interest rates. So I'll try and address them at the same time. Interest rates have risen from around just under 3% 2 years ago to just under 8% today. Dropped back a quarter of a point in the last.
That's a huge jump. I mean, you know, if you're thinking a young couple or some single person making some money wants to buy a house, suddenly they're paying a lot more in interest plus expenses of buying a house, closing, all that.
It priced the first time buyers out of the market. A first time buyer making $100,000 a year, could be two people, adding up to 100. Buying a $380,000 house 2 years ago, that same buyer can only buy a $280,000 house just on interest. And the prices went up a little at the same time.
Right.
So a lot of times they're saying, I think I'm going to wait. And waiting is an easy choice because there are apartments. Every time you stop at a red light, you see apartment buildings going up. We're filling that market, but we're not building entry-level housing. And as a result of that, it's pretty hard to find that first-time buyer. Now, the other type of buyer we have is a trade-up buyer. We call it right-sizing. They either trade up, trade down, trade sideways. And you've got to look at what drives the market. They call it the 5 Ds. And I only recently discovered this term, and it makes perfect sense. It's a life event-driven market. The first D is diploma. Second D is diamonds. Third D is diapers. Fourth D is divorce. And the fifth is death. And those cycles bring people into the market because no matter which one of those you're in, things are changing. You need more room. You need less room. So a typical trade-up buyer would take a look at the house down the street and say, the kids are gone. I don't need this great big house on this great big piece of property. Maybe that townhouse would make some sense and change my lifestyle. I'd have to cut the grass and all those other things. But they're sitting on maybe a 3% mortgage. And in order to move that house down the street, they're going to have to trade up in mortgage price to a mortgage that's somewhere in the sevens. And that's hard to do unless there's a big driver behind you. Interestingly enough, the buyers, the houses that are owned today and all the houses on the market in the country, 37% of them are owned outright, don't have a mortgage. That's a pretty high number. And then of the ones that have a mortgage, some 70% are under 4%. 90% of them are under 5%. So those people are going to have a tough time moving up and out. So what we're focusing on, because this is where your buyers are coming from, are people that A, have to do something because one of the 5 Ds that we just mentioned, and B, are in a much better situation than other sellers are. For instance, they may have accrued a lot of appreciation on their house. Net value of the house after all expenses of selling may give them enough to put cash down on the house they're buying. So I could buy that for cash, but I got to sell my house first and I already have a contract on it. So
it's funny, Joe, you say that because I've been reading up a little bit, trying to do some research. And it says a 1/3 or so people who can afford it are just paying cash because they want to pay the high interest rates.
Absolutely.
And the other issue I'm seeing is that people who, never mind. You go with your thing. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Well, we are seeing about a third cash. I just had a house. It was a townhouse in the Beaverbrook area of Clinton Township. And the highest price ever sold before we listed was about $450. And I had it nicely updated. It was a prime location. And I said, let's put it on $475 and see what happens. Well, we had six different offers, several cash. One fell through, the guy was moving from Brooklyn, and after thinking about it, he just decided, I understand Brooklyn. Okay, I understand that. You know, things fall through. But at the very end, he got cash. He got $500K for it. So there's an example of going above asking in not so much a bidding war. We just took the best looking offer. When you come in with a mortgage approval, you got to have 20% down. If you're coming in with 10% down, you may not have a conventional, you may have an FHA. Mm-hmm. Some of these developments don't accept FHA. Most of Beaverbrook does not. For example, it's about 8 developments in Beaverbrook. So if you're a 10% down FHA buyer and you're competing with a 100% cash buyer, well, think about it. The cash buyer doesn't have to get the house appraised. They don't need to get a loan approval. They don't have to do a lot of jumping through hoops that the bank would make them do in order to qualify. And it's just much easier. You can close quicker. So
it's like express house buying.
Yeah. Well, somebody says that, you know, it's always cash at the closing table. I said, you're absolutely correct, but it's not cash during the closing process. And that makes a big difference. Yeah. We've got to wait for people to get approval. And we just had somebody not too long ago went out and bought a new car right in the middle of the mortgage process. Well, their whole credit changed. So the other thing that's happening, because the prices are getting to where they're at, and we call it the affordability index, we typically buy a house at 7.1% of our gross, or said differently, about 30% of our gross goes into a house. I'm not sure those two numbers are exactly equal, but they're pretty much in the same ballpark. We were sitting with 21, 22, 23% of our mortgage going to take home, gross going to mortgage, and it's now shot up into the low 30s. So people have another 8% going into getting the house that they want. And at the same time, where is that money coming from? Well, they're not doing something else. Because if you think about it, 30% for the mortgage max is what you should put into it. You still got to make a car payment. You probably still got some student debt, depending where you are in life. You've got some other obligations. And they all have to add up to certain percentages. And if, like this guy went out and bought a new car and it was $500 more than his old car, and all of a sudden this percentage, and we had to go back to the bank and wait for it to get reapproved. You don't want to do that. We're looking at an interesting economy in that people are making a lot more money than they were making 2 years ago. They're willing to pay more for a house than they were willing to pay 2 years ago. And the percentages are sort of out of kilt to the point where we really wonder where this is all going to wind up. The big danger, and the banks are watching this very closely, is credit card debt. I mean, you're getting 25 to 30% on credit card interest. I don't care how good your credit is. They're still getting that. Figure it's just 2% a month on $100. That's a lot of money. It's gotten more expensive to borrow money. Yeah.
Well, Joe, speaking of expenses, this is just September facts. So look on the screen there.
Yep.
Home buying prices. Look where New Jersey is.
Number 8.
The prices of homes. You would think Hawaii would probably always be on top, California with the crazy Hollywood stuff, D.C., because they just got money to burn. The other states, I don't know what Colorado, Utah makes it above New Jersey, Oregon, New York, you would think would be up there, and New Jersey is there. So, like, you know, we talked about all the different expenses and everything buying a house, but, you know, what is affordability? How do people manage that? But there still is a lot of homes being built. I know a lot of rentals is another market that's kind of seems
rental
like
the market is kind of crazy, because a lot of people, you know, kids get married, they live with mom and dad, that grows old really, really quick. Within a year, mom and dad are lending some money that they can cross it. And that money has to be documented. You just can't show up with cash. You got to have had that cash in your savings for like 90 days. They don't want to go through what went back in 2008, where there's a lot of illegitimate loans being made. What we're seeing is people paying for astronomical prices for housing. Now, it's gotten better. And there's a thing that has to happen if you get a mortgage, and that is it has to appraise. And let's say you buy a $500,000 house and you put $20,000 down. So you're borrowing $400,000. It doesn't have to appraise for $400,000. It has to appraise for $500,000. And if nobody else has sold that high, you may have difficulty getting that loan. You may have to bring more cash to the table, or the seller's going to have to make a concession to you. But your competition doesn't if you're paying cash. And that's where cash keeps coming in at a higher rate.
See, that there's so many of these factors. I was trying to figure out, you know, pull this up and all these numbers Joe's pulling out and combinations and interest rates and everything. But that's why you need an expert like Joe to kind of help you go through that and guide you in the right way, whether you're a first-time home buyer or
bring in somebody who's done it several hundred times before. You can read from my testimonials on Zillow. I'm amazed at what some people say about me, but I am not only experienced and experienced, they call wisdom, having made all those mistakes before adds up the wisdom. So I've probably been through what you're going to encounter before. And when that happens, I'll give you a great one. We just had somebody wanted the satellite dish removed. They aren't going to have satellite service. They thought it was ugly. Well, the satellite company doesn't come out and take satellite dishes down. They leave it there figuring somebody else is going to call in and put it back on again.
They don't need it anymore. Yeah, that's true. No,
it's more to take it down than it's worth.
Yeah,
what it comes to. So we had to go out and get Mr. Fix-It that willing to go up on a roof and take down a satellite dish. I know who to call. Yeah. So whether you need a mortgage, whether you need a Mr. Fix-It, whether you need a loan, the mortgage industry is very competitive, as you know, especially now when there's less business, there's more people diving for the same donuts. You got to pick out a good mortgage person that's creative. And then we have two markets. If you watch the news on television, you will see scary, scary news because negative news sells. Right. And the news that they say is that the market is down 30%. Well, it is down 30% somewhere. That doesn't mean it's down 30% in Hunter and Somerset. You need a local person that can tell you what's going on in your county. And there's two individual real estate markets. One is new construction, which is where a lot of business is happening right now because there's no existing homes. And new construction is down in Seattle, in San Francisco, in San Diego, in Miami, and even in Atlanta. But it's not happening here. Most of our business is resale business. And a few of our new construction are high-end. Nobody's building $300,000 houses. They're building $700,000 to $1.5 million. So the news is misleading, and people come into it and say, how do I figure this all out? Well, you talk to somebody like me. I publish a newsletter once a month, one for Hunterdon County and one for Somerset County. It's got really good information coming from three different people that I put a composite together with. Plus, I do my own statistics to tell you how fast houses are selling in your town, in the county that you're in. I'm the only one that offers that. And if you look at Bridgewater, real hot market, and you say, how fast are they selling? Well, they're selling in under a month. So, you know, Bridgewater is a really hot spot. There's a lot of reasons for that. But if you look at Somerset County and Hunterdon County, the hot spots are in Somerset, Bridgewater, Hillsboro, the areas surrounding Somerville, like the playing fields on one side, but on the other side, you get into Reddington and a little bit to the north into the hills, mm-hmm. which would be Bedminster and maybe Basking Ridge. And then they touch the areas in Hunterdon County, like Clinton Township, the first two places, Tewksbury. When you come into Hunterdon County, which is right at County Line Road, that's what they call it, that on 22 or on 78, it's right around exit 24 when you get into Hunterdon County going to the west, either way, I guess. But if you're coming into Hunterdon County, you're going west. Those are the areas that people want to live in because they easily commute to New York. It's just tradition. And if they're not going back to New York as frequently as they used to, they're still going back on occasion. So I get people, my office is in Warren, Watchung. I live in Clinton Township. And I worked for an agency in Clinton for 15 years. In the last five, I've been with Coldwell Banker. And I work with both buyers and sellers in both counties. But we probably do 90% of our business right in those areas because that's where people want to live because they still need to get back to New York. Now, we had a lot of people coming into the county during the COVID issue and overpaying because they're bringing their New York salaries, stating they're not going to go back. But I live in a township where a lot of the people work for the telecom, like Verizon or AT&T, and they just have to go to Bedminster, which is only 20 miles from here.
Yeah.
But the people who didn't go to work for 2 or 3 years are now having to be at the office 3 days a week. And if the people are working in New York and there's less and less of them, that's a long haul anymore. So yeah. COVID changed everything. We've got a beautiful place to live between Somerset and Hunterdon County. As you drive into Warren Watchung, it looks like you're in heaven if you're coming out of Brooklyn. And you keep going further, it looks like better and better heaven. But there's a limit to how much time you're willing to drive back. A little bit of heaven is better than perfect heaven. So people stop along the way and make it fit their lifestyle.
Hey, Joe, you know what I like about having you as a guest? I don't have to say much. You just go on like a GPS of words. And I just go on out from here to there. Like I just give you like a little signpost and you're like, okay, I got it. I'll just keep on going. So,
but well, it's people say, well, where do we go from here? We came into a tough year and we're selling 20, maybe 30% less than we sold a year ago. But we're still selling as many as we sold a year ago. We just don't have the inventory that we had a year ago. And people say, how can that be? It's because they're selling quicker. It's called velocity. Instead of selling in 6 months, it's selling in 1 month. And I think we're starting to get back to normal. Normal is, if you looked at 50 years of pricing, 50 years, houses were somewhere between 4-4.5% appreciation. 3 years ago, we were at 12%. 2 years ago, we were at 18%. Last year, it dropped back to about 8%, 9%. This year, it's going to be about 6%. Going forward, it's going to be 3 or 4 again. We're getting back to normal. But normal happened so long ago, people don't remember what normal looks like. So the market is normalizing. It's normalizing from the top down. The houses over $1 million in both counties are taking longer to sell, because there's less people that can afford it. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I've witnessed is that list price has risen above both counties, over both counties over the last 6 months. So the average list price has gone from 600 to 900,000. Now, why is that? I theorize those jobs that were paying $100,000, $150,000 are disappearing at the high-tech companies. And people are saying, I think I better liquidate and maybe go into a townhouse for a while till I get another job. So it's a constant set of change. But I think looking forward, we're going to see more inventory next year because the people with the equity will be making decisions. The 5Ds or the life events will continue to happen, forcing people to need to buy or sell. And at the same time, we're not building any lower level inventory. All we're building is higher level inventory. The prices aren't going to drop. They're going to go up a little bit instead of a lot. So the first a little and a lot of ways to say it, they're going to go up a little bit more like normal times.
So to sum it up here, what advice would you give to the first-time home buyer and the one who's in the last, well, not almost the last D, but before that, where they're actually, you know, they have kids grown, they want to sell, maybe they refinanced recently, so the rates are low. What should they do on the beginning and almost?
Well, on the first time home buyer, you've got to understand your purchasing power because you may be priced out of the market. The first time, I have a friend who's got her it's a second marriage, but her husband's son is working for one of the big technical companies. He's 2 years out of college. He's making $175,000 already. So it's not unheard of to be able to afford to pay what people are asking, but there's not as many of them as there used to be. So as a first-time home buyer, you need to, first of all, talk to an agent and understand what's going on. And then secondly, you need to talk to a financial consultant from a mortgage background who can tell you what you can afford, and they have some really creative plans. We don't have a lot of new construction. Definitely don't have it at the first-time buyers, typically a $300,000 to $500,000 buyer. We don't have anything new down there, so you have no new construction to choose from, and it's you need to do what we call lurking. You got to sort of put a search out on the area and the type of house you want, the features you want. And when they come up, we got to go look at it that day because it's not going to be there tomorrow. So that's the first time home buyer. The trade up, trade down, trade sideways, the people that are going to right size, we used to call it. You got to look at your equity. You got to look at the mortgage interest you're paying today. If, as I said, 90% of the people are paying under 5%. Just go from 5 to 8, and it may go higher. It's not going to go lower for a while. And people that are sitting around waiting for that to happen are just allowing, they're going to pay more next year. It's not going to happen. The government, since 2008 to a year and a half ago, artificially kept interest rates low. And now they're trying to make up for it. They caused the problem, now they're trying to cause the result. And we are starting to see inflation go down, but that's the rate of inflation. The prices are still where they're at. The rate of inflation doesn't mean prices went down. It just meant the rate that they're going up has subsided a little bit. But you need to find the right agent. You need to find an agent who's done this several hundred times already, not twice, or maybe the first time if it's your niece. We were sitting at this $500,000 house that just closed 2 weeks ago, and we were ready to accept a price under $500,000. And I said, slow down attorney review. We've got somebody new looking at it. And it looks like they're willing to pay over market. And they were cash. And we did that, and that happened. So it's having done this so many times before, I can tell you that people will get into a situation where they need to buy a house. They need to buy the house now. And you have the house they want. They're going to pay a little extra for it. And you may need to wait for them rather than take the first or second offer that comes along.
Wow, that's amazing. Learn all about Joe Peters and his real estate knowledge that he has. He can share anytime with you. jpeters.com is the website you got to go to. All the links, by the way, are below. Links to other resources, newsletter you can sign up
and for. And for people that are listening, 908-304-4660. That's my cell. You can either text me or call me. jpeters.com is my site. Look at it and you'll see not only the newsletters, we call them market reports, that I put out, but I also post what's happening in the market. I also interview people, like I recently interviewed the mayor of Flemington. Those blog posts are out there. And I'm a wealth of resource. I do this for a living. I love what I do. And in effect, I've been trained professionally. I was in professional sales, very high-end, $5 million ticket items for years and years. And now I've just sort of segued that experience of technology, sales process, and being organized over to real estate. And a lot of the people that you're going to meet aren't that professional and definitely don't have to ask them to look at the Zillow reference. If you go to Zillow and look up Joe Peters, you're going to see 50 reviews out there.
Oh, I just said earlier, I certainly did. And I saw them. They're like five stars. I didn't get below five until I never got there. I didn't want to go any further. I just saw so many that, nonstop. Right. Thanks for being a great guest again, Joe, here on Casual Conversations. And like I said, I enjoyed having you as a guest here, learning all about real estate more. We'll do more episodes down the line about more interest matters with real estate. And as I always ask every guest, so how was your second experience here on Casual Conversations?
Very good. Joe? That's why I came back. We met each other at an event 2 weeks or two back. And I said, I think it's time for another. And I want another one at the end of December. I link to these in my newsletter at the very end. It says, watch and listen to Joe. And if you missed my first one and you stay tuned, it'll automatically start playing when this one's all over. So I went in a little bit more about history and why things are happening in the market. But I try to give people an uplifting look at what's going on. As a seller, it's very, very beneficial. As a buyer, it's very, very challenging. Both ways, you can find something. And just easier as a seller. Love to help you. Give me a shout.
Thank you very much. And go buy a house. Go sell a house. When you're ready, call Joe Peters. He's there for you. Help you. Bye.